chapter 5. The book of Ephesians. Chapter 5, verse 1.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。Therefore,
be imitators of God as beloved children.
也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物，献与神。And
walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave Himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。But
do not let immorality or any impurity or greed even be named among you, as is proper among saints.
淫词妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。And
there must be no filthiness and silly talk, or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks.
因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的，就与拜偶像的一样。For
this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那愤怒悖逆之子。Let
no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
所以你们不要与他们同伙。
Therefore, do not be partakers with them.
从前你们是暧昧的， 但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。For
you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。For
the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
那暧昧无益的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。And
do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even reprove them.
因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。For
it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret.
凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来。 因为一切能显明的就是光。But
all things become visible when they are reproved by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light.
所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。For
this reason it says, Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
你们要谨慎行事， 不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。Therefore,
be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。Making
the most of your time, because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。So
then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要醉酒。 酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。And
do not get drunk with wine, for this that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。Speaking
to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。Always
giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father.
当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。And
be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
好，我们圣经就 先念到这里。
This concludes our scripture reading for now.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们心里何等的充满了感谢和赞美。
Lord, how our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praises.
实在今天你不仅把我们从黑暗的国度里拯救出来。
Truly today, you didn't only save us from the domain of darkness.
你更让我们今天能够行走在你自己的光中。
Moreover, you allow us to walk in your light.
你今天借着圣灵常常来安慰我们。
Today, through the Holy Spirit, you constantly comfort us.
在每一件事上都来提醒我们。
In all things, you remind us.
就在我们最微小的生活的当中，你时常这样来建立我们。
In the smallest things in our daily life, you build us up in this manner.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank and praise you.
感谢你这样天天的与我们同在。
We thank you that you daily abide with us.
当我们早晨一同来到你自己话语面前的时候，
This morning as we come before your word,
我们实在感觉到人的有限。
We truly sense the limit of men.
主，我们实在求主你借着圣灵将你的话说在我们每一个人的心里面。
Lord, we entreat you to speak to us into our hearts through your Holy Spirit.
让你的话在我们每一个人心里，主啊，都成为生命，成为灵，成为我们生命的力量。
So that your word in our heart become the spirit, the life, and the light, and the strength of our life.
好让我们的生活行事为人与我们所蒙的召相称。
So that we can walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
主啊，怜悯我们。
Lord, be merciful to us.
让我们在这里都能够进入到你的同在的当中。
So that we can all enter into your presence.
打开我们的心，打开我们的灵。
Open our hearts and open our spirits.
我们愿一同的都来听主的声音。
We desire to all listen to the voice of the Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
以弗所书讲到神的教会。
The book of Ephesians discusses the church of God.
我们知道以弗所书特别分成两个大的部分。
We know that Ephesians can be broadly divided into two main portions.
前面一到三章可以说讲到关乎教会的启示。
Chapters 1 through 3 discusses the revelation of the church.
从第四章，我们一直刚才读到第五章，这里我们看见特别讲到教会的生活。
From the beginning of chapter 4 to the end of chapter 5 where we ended, it talks about the church life.
我们知道教会的启示和教会的生活这两方面都是非常非常重要的。
We know that the revelation of the church and church life are very important.
因为如果我们没有对教会的启示，我们没有办法来过教会的生活。
If we do not have the revelation of the church, we cannot have church life.
我们发现说，当我们要过教会生活的时候，我们需要从那个圣灵来的启示。
And we also realize that as we want to lead a church life, we also need the revelation from the Spirit about the church.
因为只有这样的启示能够让我们里面有个确定的方向。
Only through that revelation do we have this confirmed direction.
我们里面会有一种从上头而来的力量。
So within us, there's a strength from above.
让我们可以在实际的生活里面将我们的主表明出来。
Which will enable us to manifest our Lord in our practical life.
同时我们知道在这个教会的生活里面又是何等的重要。
We also realize the importance of church life.
因为若不是我们活在基督的身体的里面。
If we were not to live in the body of Christ,
若不是我们实际的过教会的生活。
If we were not leading church life in its practicalities,
我们对这个教会的意象很多时候不过是停留在我们头脑的当中。
The revelation of church just remains in our head.
很可能我们对于教会的认识甚至是偏差的。
Most likely, even our understanding of the church is led astray.
所以我们实在是这两方面都是需要的。
So we see that we totally need these two aspects.
这两方面都是非常非常重要的。
And these two aspects are both crucial.
那么我们从第四章开始，我们看见 在教会里面的几方面的生活。
And from chapter 4 onwards, we see different aspects of church life.
我们看见有合一的生活。
We see the life of oneness.
侍奉的生活。
We see the life of service.
有弃旧更新的生活。
We see this life where we cast down the old and put on the new.
那么在第五章第一节到二十一节这里又讲到有三方面的生活。
And in verse 1 to 21 in chapter 5 here, it also discusses three aspects of this life.
我们如果仔细读过，我们就看见这里讲到在爱中的生活。
If we read this passage carefully, we realize that there's this life in love.
我们说这是非常非常基本的。
We know that this is very, very basic.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is our testimony.
这是教会的一个吸引人的地方。
This is the reason why the church draws people.
这是能够感动人的地方。
This is the reason why people are moved.
在这个我们在当伯那边聚会的地方，常常有我们有许多的访问学者来了就走，来了又走。
In the Dumbo Fellowship, we have a lot of visiting scholars who would come and go all the time.
他们走的时候，常常我们就请他们做一点点的交通。
Before they leave, we would ask them to share with us a little.
他们来到这里，很多时候来的非常的时间非常的有限。
When they would come here, their time was very limited.
很多时候他们还不晓得我们在干什么。
And a lot of times they didn't even know what we were doing.
他们在交通里面说，我实在还不明白你们所讲的这些的道理到底是怎么一回事。
And they would say in their sharing that I truly did not understand your sharings.
但是差不多每一次他们都做见证说，我们在这里面，我们觉得我们经过你们这里以后，我们的人生不一样了。
However, almost every time they would share that after I've passed through here, our life is different.
他说他们觉着说这里面的爱让他们的生命有了改变。
They would say that because of the love that they have seen here, their life is now different.
虽然道理还不明白很多。
Even though they don't understand the truth.
但是这个爱成为人的吸引。
However, this love has drawn them.
这个爱成为那个里面真实感动的力量。
This love is the strength that truly moves people's hearts.
所以在神的教会中，我们一定要过一个在爱中的生活。
So in the church of God, we have to lead a life of love.
在爱中的生活是非常非常紧要的。
This life of love is crucial.
这是我们感动的力量。
This is the strength by which we move people.
这是神教会那个有吸引的那个原因。
This is the reason why the church of God draws people.
后面他就接着告诉我们，不仅我们要在爱中生活。
Later on, it tells us that not only do we need to lead a life of love.
我们还需要在光中来生活。
We also need to lead a life of light.
弟兄姊妹，在神的教会中间，我们知道这里面乃是我们进入到父与子的交通的里面。
We know that in the church of God, this is where we enter into the fellowship between the Father and the Son.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到教会的里面，我们在这里到底是与谁来交通呢？
When we come into the church, who do we fellowship with?
在神的教会里面，我们乃是被带进父与子那个荣耀的交通的里面。
When we're in the church, we're brought into the glorious fellowship between the Father and the Son.
若是我们与父与子没有交通，我们彼此之间也没有交通。
If we were not to be fellowshipping with the Father and the Son, we would not be fellowshipping one with another.
而如果我们要进入这样的交通，
And in order to enter into this fellowship,
我们需要行走在光中。
We need to walk in light.
因为光与黑暗有什么交通呢？
Because there's what fellowship is there between light and darkness?
弟兄姊妹，光与黑暗是没有交通的。
Brothers and sisters, there is no fellowship between light and darkness.
在圣经里面没有所谓的 gray area， 没有中间的所谓中间地带。
In the Bible, there is no gray area.
如果我们不行走在光中，我们就没有办法进入父与子这样一个荣耀的交通里面。
If we're not walking in light, we cannot enter into the glorious fellowship between the Father and the Son.
弟兄姊妹，在光中的生活是何等重要呢？
Brothers and sisters, it is so important to lead this life of light.
不要觉得有一点的黑暗无所谓。
Do not consider having a little darkness casually.
任何的黑暗在我们中间连提都不可以。
Any darkness should not be even fitting to be mentioned.
因为光明与黑暗是没有交通的。
Because light and darkness has no fellowship with one another.
所以在光中的生活是何等的紧要。
Therefore, the life of light is so crucial.
神的儿女应该在地上活在光中。
The children of God should lead a life of light on this earth.
这是正常的教会的生活。
This is the normal church life.
那么后面我们看见第三方面，给我们看见要活在智慧的里面。
And later on, we look at this third aspect where we need to live in wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人都很喜欢的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we all like.
弟兄姊妹，我们要行走在智慧的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we need to walk in wisdom.
这里说行走在智慧里的人呢，他们就这个爱惜光阴。
It says that here, what people who walk in wisdom, make the most of their time.
这个英文呢，翻得更加准确一点。
The English translation is more accurate.
就是我们行走在智慧里面，我们就赎回光阴。
Which means that when we're walking in wisdom, we redeem the time.
在有的翻译里面说到，我们就抓住机会。
Another translation, it talks about seizing upon the opportunity.
弟兄姊妹，谁不愿意抓住机会呢？
Brothers and sisters, who doesn't want to grasp onto an opportunity?
多少时候机会带给我们的远远超过我们人所能够努力所能够奔跑所得着的。
A lot of times the opportunities can bring us something that we can much more than what we can ever run or toil after.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要活在智慧里面。
Brothers and sisters, we need to live in wisdom.
我们需要赎回我们的光阴。
We need to redeem the time.
有的弟兄姊妹，当他们蒙恩得救的时候，年龄已经很大了。
Some brothers and sisters, when they were saved by grace, their physical age was already old.
但是他们行走在智慧的里面。
However, they walk in wisdom.
他们抓住每一个能够听见主话的机会。
They seize upon every single opportunity where they can hear the word of God.
当主向他教会施恩的时候，他们都抓住这样的机会。
When the Lord is gracious to His church, they seize upon all those opportunities.
无论有什么代价，他们都抓住这样的机会。
Regardless of the price, they seize upon those opportunities.
你看他们在主面前那个光阴被赎回来了。
And you see that before the Lord, they have redeemed their time.
好像得救还没有几年的光景。
Even though they have only been saved by grace for merely a few years.
可是你跟他去交通的时候，你发现他好像是得救很久的人一样。
When you fellowship with them, it's as if they have been saved for a long, long time.
有的人是从小就在教会长大的。
And some people grew up in the church.
但是许多的机会都没有抓住。
But they have not seized upon all the opportunities.
没有活在智慧的里面。
They do not live in wisdom.
让蝗虫蚂蚱吞掉了我们许许多多的年日。
So the locusts and the grasshoppers have swallowed up a lot of our years.
有一个弟兄说，哎呀，真是不好意思。
A brother said that I'm so ashamed.
要照着我得救的年日已经二十多年了。
I have been saved by grace for over 20 years.
可是想一想，好像还像初信的一样。
But I think about it as if I'm a newborn.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都需要活在智慧的里面。
Brothers and sisters, every single one of us need to live in wisdom.
这是何等宝贵呢？
This is so precious.
主常常这个真的是很恩待我们。
The Lord has indeed been very gracious to us.
我真的觉得主常常恩待我们。
I truly feel that the Lord has been very gracious to us.
每一年都为我们预备夏令会。
Every year the Lord has prepared a summer conference for us.
弟兄姊妹，这样的机会我们要抓住啊。
Brothers and sisters, we have to seize upon these opportunities.
不要觉得这样的机会你就是可以错过的。
Do not feel that you can miss these opportunities.
当神特别向他教会施恩的时候，我们要抓住这样的机会。
When God is gracious to His church, we particularly need to seize upon those opportunities.
而且你发现这个机会，你抓住第一个的时候，你就得到第二个机会。
And you realize that when you seize upon the first opportunity, you will get the second opportunity.
很多时候我们丢掉头一个机会，第二个机会也失掉了。
And a lot of times we miss the first opportunity, then we miss the second one too.
所以我们需要活在智慧的里面。
Therefore, we need to live in wisdom.
这三方面的生活都是非常非常紧要的。
All these three aspects of our lives are very, very crucial.
这是我们神的儿女过的正常的基督徒生活。
This is how we lead a normal Christian life by the children of God.
我们知道这三方面的生活，它都是讲到是新人的生活。
We know that all these three aspects of life speak to the life of the new man.
因为我们今天不再活在旧人的里面。
Because today we no longer live in the old man.
我们是脱去旧人，穿上了新人。
We've laid aside the old man and we've put on the new man.
这是新人正常的生活。
This is the normal life of the new man.
就是活在爱中。
which is to live in the lead a life of light, and to live in light,
活在智慧的里面,
and to live in wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这三方面的生活是何等的重，何等的紧要。
Brother and sister, we see how important these three aspects of our lives are.
而且我们在仔细读这些话语的时候,
and as we read these words carefully,
我们觉得好像这三方面的生活彼此之间还是紧密的联系在一起的。
And we also realize that these three aspects are closely tied to one another.
当我们读这个第一段哈，第一节到这个第五节的时候,
as we read the first passage from verse 1 to verse 5,
这里面他特别提到一件事，他说你们要确实的知道，无论是淫乱的、污秽的、有贪婪的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。
In verse 5, he particularly mentioned, for this you know with certainty, that no immoral or impure person or covetous man has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
这是什么意思?
What does this mean?
基督和神的国。
The kingdom of Christ and God.
这是讲到基督掌权，神掌权。
Here it talks about Christ is reigning and God is
reigning. 基督和神的国就是基督和神掌权的范围。
The kingdom of Christ and God is where the realm of where Christ and God reigns.
说到这些方面的时候，他说与这些的这个神的国基督和神都是没有份的。
And when he talks about this, he says that these people have no inheritance in
因为这些是与爱的生活相反的。
Because these people lead a life opposite to the life of love.
那么我们反过来讲。
So if, on the contrary,
如果我们活在爱中,
if we live in love,
就在基督和神的国里有份。
We have an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在活在爱中就有一个权柄。
Brothers and sisters, you notice that when you live a life of in love,
that
you have this authority.
那是基督和神的权柄。
Which is the authority of Christ and God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道权柄有至少有两种。
We know that there are two types of authority.
有的权柄是看得见的。
Some authority is visible.
有的权柄是看不见的。
Some authority is not visible.
基督和神的权柄是在人的眼中看不见的。
No man can perceive physically the authority of Christ and God.
神的儿女活在爱中的时候，这个权柄就在他们身上显明出来。
However, when the children of God live in love, this authority is manifested in them.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第四章那里跟哥林多教会弟兄姊妹讲。
The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4 to the brothers in Corinth.
但是你们盼望我是带着刑杖去呢，还是存着慈爱温柔的心呢？
He said that, do you want to see you with a rod or to come with a heart of love and with humility?
你看这里面有一个看得见的权柄，就那个刑杖。
So you see here, there is a something you is visible, which is the rod.
还有一个看不见的权柄。
And the other invisible authority.
就是存着慈爱温柔的心。
Which is the love and the spirit of gentleness.
我们这个有的时候有年轻的父母，他们说要有这个 baby shower。
A lot of times, young parents want to have a baby shower.
那么他们就问我们。
And they ask us.
说我们为什么要打孩子呢？
They ask us, why do we need to spank our children?
哎呀，这么可爱的孩子，怎么要去打他们呢？
These are such lovely children. Why do you want to spank them?
我说我们从来不打孩子。
I said, I never spank my children.
我们管教孩子。
We discipline our children.
管教孩子跟打孩子完全不一样的。
Disciplining children and spanking children are totally different.
打孩子只让孩子知道一个有形的权柄。
When you spank the child, he can see a visible authority.
但是这个孩子不晓得还有一个无形的权柄。
But this child does not know there's an invisible authority.
而管教孩子不仅孩子知道有一个有形的权柄。
But when you discipline a child, not only does the child know there's a visible authority.
这个孩子慢慢他还知道一个无形的权柄。
Gradually, the child will know an invisible authority.
所以等到有一天你不能用杖管教了。
So until that day when you cannot use this, the rod to
有一天你的孩子已经长大了。
One day your child has grown up.
如果你是打孩子的话，
if you only spank the child,
你就发现在这个孩子身上就失去了权柄。
Then you know that you lose authority in this child.
弟兄姊妹，这是可悲的。
Brothers and sisters, this is deplorable.
我们绝不是打孩子。
We are not just spanking the child.
我们需要管教孩子。
We need to discipline the child.
如果我们不管教孩子，
if we do not discipline our children,
圣经告诉我们那是恨我们的孩子。
The Bible tells us that we hate our children.
你不仅没有外面看得见的权柄，你看得见的权柄，你也没有那里面看不见的权柄。
Not only do you lack the visible authority on the outside, you also lack the invisible authority in the inside.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看见这个爱是那个非常宝贵的权柄。
Brother and sister, you see that this love is a very precious authority.
弟兄姊妹，这个权柄是看不见的。
Brothers and sisters, this authority is invisible.
但是这个权柄是最宝贵的。
However, this authority is the most precious.
弟兄姊妹，我们在管教孩子身上，我们要让孩子认识这个看不见的权柄。
In this matter of disciplining our children, brothers and sisters, we have to let our children see this invisible authority.
我们的孩子就蒙神的保守。
And therefore, our children can be kept by God.
他们从小就会学习顺服。
So from very young, they will learn how to obey.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们看见主的智慧。
We see the wisdom of the Lord here.
他不是让我们打孩子，乃是让我们管教孩子。
The Lord does not tell us to spank our children. He tells us to discipline our children.
我们要照着主的教训和警戒来养育我们的儿女。
We need to bring up our children in the discipline and the teaching of the Lord.
那么后面第二段，从第六节到第十四节。
And then in the second passage, from verse 6 to verse 12.
这里面特别说到一件事，就是悖逆之子。
Here it talks particularly about the sons of disobedience.
什么是悖逆之子呢？
Who are the sons of disobedience?
悖逆之子就是不顺服权柄的人。
The sons of obedience are the ones who do not submit to authority.
不知道顺服权柄的人就是悖逆之子。
People who do not submit to authority are sons of disobedience.
你发现当人悖逆的时候，有一件事一定临到他的身上。
You notice that when men become disobedient, there's one thing that will certainly befall him.
就是他立刻就落在黑暗的里面。
Immediately he falls into darkness.
没有一个行走在光明里面的人是不顺服权柄。
Not one single person who is walking in the light will dare to not be subject to authority.
弟兄姊妹，你想一想，有哪一个人，他真的是行走在光中？
Brothers and sisters, think about, is there anyone who is really walking in the light?
而他却是一个悖逆之子，有这样的人吗？
However, he is on the other hand a son of disobedience. Is there a person such as this?
弟兄姊妹，什么时候我们悖逆？
Brothers and sisters, whenever we become disobedient,
什么时候我们不顺服？
Anytime we do not submit,
我们不服权柄。
Anytime we do not subject ourselves to authority,
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们就落在黑暗里面。
Brothers and sisters, you see that we fall into darkness.
你看那个扫罗王岂不是就是这样吗？
Do you not notice that King Saul, he is just like that?
扫罗王他不愿意顺服神的权柄。
King Saul did not want to submit to a subject to
a king's authority.
So he made a discount to the authority
of God. 所以你发现他里面就黑暗了。
So you see that within him there was
darkness. 你怎么知道他里面黑暗呢？
How do you know there's darkness in him?
因为他不知道主所喜悦的是什么。
Because he did not know what pleases the Lord.
这里面说你们总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Here in verse 10 it talks about trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
主所喜悦什么？主所喜悦的是什么呢？
What is pleasing to the Lord?
扫罗王觉得主所喜悦的是上好的牛羊。
King Saul felt that the choice lamb and oxen would be what pleased the Lord.
因为他活在了黑暗的里面。
Because he lived in darkness.
他不晓得主所喜悦的是什么。
He did not know what pleased the Lord.
主借着撒母耳告诉他说主所喜悦的是什么。
So through Samuel, the Lord told Saul what would please him.
耶和华喜悦燔祭平安祭，岂如他喜悦人听他的话吗？
Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
哦，弟兄姊妹，当一个人落在黑暗里的时候，他不晓得主所喜悦的是什么。
Oh, brothers and sisters, when someone is in darkness, he does not know what pleases the Lord.
扫罗王这一生就一直活在那个黑暗的里面。
And from that point onward, King Saul continued to live in darkness.
他黑暗到一个地步，甚至已经就落到了和这个邪灵、这个交鬼的人去交通了。
His heart was so darkened that he had a fellowship with the medium and spiritists.
哦，弟兄姊妹，光明和黑暗怎么能交通呢
？Brothers and sisters, how could light have fellowship with darkness?
弟兄姊妹，这是可悲的。
Brothers and sisters, this is deplorable.
我们今天看见说，我们如果不学习顺服权柄。
Today, if we do not learn to be subject to authority,
我们就落在属灵的黑暗的里面。
We would be falling into spiritual darkness.
这个黑暗带给我们的亏损是何等的大呢
？And this darkness will bring such falling short.
我们读到十五节到二十一节。
As we read verse 15 to 21.
这里面说到什么是智慧的人呢
？Here it talks about what a wise man is.
一个有智慧的人乃是认识权柄的人。
A wise man is one who knows the authority.
一个愚昧的人就不认识权柄。
An unwise man does not understand authority.
foolish.
A foolish man does not understand authority.
弟兄姊妹，这里面告诉我们说，这些智慧的人，他们因着敬畏基督，就彼此顺服。
Here in verse 21, it says that these wise men, because of the fear of Christ, they become subject to one another.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会最美最美的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is the beautiful, beautiful condition of the church.
每一个神的儿女都服在基督的权柄底下。
Every single child of God is subject under the authority of Christ.
他们是有智慧的一般人。
They are the wise people.
他们看见基督在凡事上居首位。
They see that Christ is preeminent in all things.
他们看见基督的权柄。
They see the authority of Christ.
所以在他们中间就显出那个顺服的那个美丽的光景。
So this beautiful condition of perfect submission is manifested.
在他们中间不是嫉妒纷争。
There is no jealousy or strife.
不是在那里彼此的论断、彼此的批评、彼此埋怨。
There is no murmuring or judgment or judgment.
因为他们是一般有智慧的人。
Because they are wise people.
他们认识基督的权柄。
They understand the authority of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会的属天性。
Brothers and sisters, this is the heavenliness of church.
教会里面充满了顺服的时候，就属天。
When the church is full of the submission, then it is heavenly.
我们上个星期，我们弟兄特别告诉我们，教会是属天的。
Our brother particularly reminded us that the church is heavenly.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不顺服的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not become subject to one another,
如果教会里面有许许多多的人不认识基督的权柄。
If there are many people within the church who do not understand the authority of Christ,
你就发现显出的光景就属地。
Then you realize that the condition manifested is earthly.
哦，弟兄姊妹，没有一个不学习顺服的人，在主面前是有路走的。
Brothers and sisters, not any one of us, if we do not want to learn this lesson of being subject to the authority, would we have a way to go?
在旧约里面，神借着先知告诉以色列百姓。
In the Old Testament, God told the Israelites through His prophets.
神向你们要的是什么呢
？What does God want from you？
不就是行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心，与你的神同行吗
？Which is to love mercy and seek righteousness and walk humbly with your Lord.
弟兄姊妹，有没有一个人？他与神同行而不认识权柄呢
？Is there anyone who can walk with God and yet not understand His authority？
有的时候我们祷告求主与我们同行。
Sometimes we pray and we ask that God is walking with us。
弟兄姊妹，你如果唱诗歌的话，你就发现，或者你那个进入一些属灵的交通的时候，你发现那些认识神的人，他们的诗歌里面，他们的歌词里面，他们的交通里面，都是说我求主让我能够与神同行。
When you sing hymns or when you have some spiritual experiences, you notice that a lot of the people who truly know God in their hymns, they always say, may God allow me to walk with God.
弟兄姊妹，这件事在神的儿女中间太关键了。
This is so crucial among brothers and sisters.
但是我们知道，学习顺服的功课，对于我们每一个蒙恩得救的人来讲，在开始的时候又是何等的难。
However, to learn this lesson of being subjecting to his authority is so difficult.
弟兄姊妹，这件事好像对我们来讲，只是好像觉着只是听到而已。
This is just listening to a sermon to us sometimes.
因为一遇到事情的时候，你发现我们那个不顺服就跑出来了。
Because whenever we encounter some circumstances, our not being able to subject
would come up. 听道理的时候，我们觉着，哎呀，基督的权柄，我们应该顺服。
When we're listening to a sermon, of course, we say we need to subject to the authority of Christ.
但是我们在生活里面，我们的教会的侍奉中，我们就不能够彼此的顺服。
However, in our lives and in church life, we just are not able to subject to one another.
弟兄姊妹，这件事的学习对于我们神的儿女来讲实在是太关键了。
Brothers and sisters, to learn this lesson is so crucial among the children of God.
如果神的儿女不学习这个顺服的功课，
if the children of God do not learn this lesson of being subject to his authority,
你发现神的教会就没有办法站在他应该站在的地位上。
Then you discover the church of God cannot stand in the rightful place.
你就发现以弗所书第五章的后半就特别讲到教会的地位。
In the second half of chapter 5, it particularly mentions the position of the church.
他前面给我们看见这三方面的生活。
Earlier in chapter 5, it shows us these three aspects of our life.
他后面给我们看见神的教会在神面前应该站的地位。
Later on, it shows where the church should have in its rightful place before God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不学习顺服这个宝贵的功课，
Brothers and sisters, if we do not learn to be subject to his authority, this precious lesson,
你就看见说那一个实际显不出来。
Then you realize that the reality cannot be manifested.
我想这三方面宝贵的生活，我想我们可以从许多的角度来看。
We can look at these three aspects of lives from many, many different angles.
但我想早晨就特别从顺服这个角度，我们一起来看这三方面的生活。
But I want to particularly focus from the angle of being subject to God's authority to as far as how they apply to these three aspects of life.
我们看看借着我们来这个看这三方面的生活，使我们能够在顺服这件事上有点学习。
Through studying these three aspects of life, we want to learn a deeper lesson of how to subject to his authority.
第一节。
Verse 1.
他说你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Verse 1 says, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children.
这里说效法神。
Here it talks about being imitators of God.
是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
这里不是说我们在外面，在好像在这个外面的动作行为上我们能够来效法。
It is not that we're imitating him on the outward sense.
这里特别说到我们是蒙慈爱的儿女。
Here it mentions we are beloved children.
弟兄姊妹，今天神的生命已经进到我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, today God's life has already entered within us.
这是我们每次擘饼的时候，我们在主面前满心感谢不尽的。
Every time we break the bread, this is why we're so full of thanksgiving.
弟兄姊妹，这个恩典太大了。
Brothers and sisters, this grace is indeed great.
我们今天竟然成为神的儿女。
Today we are called children of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个爱实在太大了。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a great love.
所以今天我们说到效法神。
So here we talk about being imitators of God.
不是在外面来学什么。
It's not that we're learning from him and some outward sense.
乃是顺服这一个生命的感觉。
But we need to learn to be subject to the sense of life.
如果我们盼望在顺服这个功课上我们有点学习的话，
If we want to learn to subject to his authority,
最基本最基本的功课。
The most basic lesson we need to learn is
就是顺服这个生命的感觉。
Is to be subject to this sense of life.
弟兄姊妹，这个生命在我们里面是何等的真实。
This life in us is so real.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，圣经告诉我们就从上面而生。
When we are saved by grace, the Bible tells us that we are born from above.
神的生命借着圣灵就住在我们的里面。
God's life through the Holy Spirit now dwells in us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这件事情可以说在我们里面可以说是翻天覆地的改变。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a seismic change in us.
这实在是太奇妙的一件事。
This is such an amazing thing.
所以我们今天，他说我们应该效法神。好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Here it talks about be imitators of God as beloved children.
我们既然有了神的生命，
if we have the life of God,
我们就应该像一个蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
We should behave like beloved children.
我们就顺服这个生命的感觉。
We will be subject to the sense of this life.
而这个生命给我们什么感觉呢？
And what sense does this life give us?
弟兄姊妹，这一个生命的本质最基本的就是爱。
The nature of this life and the most basic of this life is love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以我们要说到顺服这个生命的感觉，头一个最主要的、最基本的学习就顺服这个爱的感觉。
So the most fundamental, most basic lesson we need to learn to lead this life of love is to learn to the senses of this love.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当我们这样顺服这个生命感觉的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we subject to the sense of life,
像这些污秽的东西在我们的头脑里面，在我们的心思意念里面一出现，我们就拒绝。
We need to reject immediately whenever immorality or impurity would come into our mind.
弟兄姊妹，因为这些东西和这个爱的感觉是完全背道而驰的。
Because all these immorality and impurity are totally opposite from love.
弟兄姊妹，你发现主所教导我们所走的路是何等的容易呢？
Brothers and sisters, you realize that the Lord is teaching us the easy way.
因为他让我们来注重这个生命的感觉。
Because he wants us to emphasize on the sense of life.
他不是让我们去做许多的规条，许多的这个外面的事情。
He is not telling us to do outward things or follow outward regulations.
像这些污秽淫乱，像这些的贪婪，在我们的感觉里，我们提都不提的。
So let immorality or any impurity or greed not even be named among you.
因为当我们一提的时候，你就知道你的心思意念里面就被它占据了。
Because whenever you name them, you know that your mind is consumed by them.
因为我们的心思里面所充满的，我们的口怎么样就说出来啊。
Because whatever is consuming our mind, our mouth would utter.
弟兄姊妹，当这些的东西，仇敌要让我们来接触的时候，我们里面就立刻的拒绝。
When the enemy wants us to be in contact with these things, we need to reject them inside.
弟兄姊妹，这是顺服里边生命的感觉。
This is to be subject to the sense of love.
这一个生命是爱，它是爱的感觉里面不能容许有这些东西掺杂。
This sense of life is love, and this love does not allow these mixtures.
而且这个爱，如果我们顺服这个爱的生命的感觉
，and if we be subject to the sense of this life of love,
后面说我们就活在爱中。
Then it says that we live in love.
我们就会有摆上。
We will have a little sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹，你看这里说，就好像基督他这样的为了我们舍己，好像这个像当作清香的供物和祭物献与神。
Just like verse 2 say here that Christ loved you and gave himself up for you, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
这里告诉我们说，我们在这个爱的生命里面所摆上的有个特点。
So this tells us that when we have a little sacrifice, there's a unique characteristic.
不仅有摆上，
not only do we have a sacrifice,
而且有清香的味道。
There's also a fragrant aroma.
弟兄姊妹，这个摆上是清香的。
Brothers and sisters, this sacrifice has a fragrant aroma.
这里面特别说到是归于神。
And also, this is a sacrifice.To God, it's an offering to God.
我们的主在地上的时候，实在把他自己完全的摆上。
our brothers and sisters, when Christ was walking on this earth, he totally sacrificed himself.
因为, 我们的主为我们舍了一切。
Our Lord has delivered everything for us.
但是在他的这个摆上的里面是清香的。
However, in his sacrifice, there's a fragrance aroma. There is no mixture.
是单单为了神的满足的。
The sacrifice was purely made for the satisfaction of God. So that only God would gain all the glory.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这个摆上的时候，我们要学习这一个摆上是单单为了神的荣耀的。
As we learn to sacrifice, we need to learn that this sacrifice is only for the glory of God.
为了神的满足的,
and this is only for the satisfaction of God.
我们读利未记的时候，我们知道有些的这个供物或者祭物是不能够献给神的。
When we read Leviticus, we see that there are some offerings and sacrifices that we cannot offer to God.
虽然那个祭物和献的供物是好的。
Even though it is good to offer sacrifices and offerings, however, if there's leaven, you cannot make this offering. However, if honey is mixed in it, you cannot make an offering to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
here, when we talk about immorality in the book of Ephesians, it is just like those leaven in Leviticus.
弟兄姊妹,
we cannot say that we have made much sacrifice.
而在我们的生活里却有这些的掺杂。
And yet we still have all these mixtures in our daily lives.
弟兄姊妹, 那个所摆上的不香。
Brothers and sisters, that sacrifice does not have a fragrant aroma.
那个摆上不能献于神。
That sacrifice cannot be offered unto God.
那么不仅如此, 而且是不能有蜜的掺杂。
Also, there should be no mixture of honey.
我们知道这个蜜的掺杂有点, 你知道你看见说后面讲到那些嬉笑的话，那些妄语，那些淫词，好像就是这些蜜的掺杂的结果。
Later on in verse 4 in Ephesians, it talks about filthiness and silly talk and coarse jesting. That is just like the honey in Leviticus.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这些蜜的掺杂是什么呢？
Do you know what this mixture of honey is?
就是人的称赞。
This honey is just praises of men.
如果我的摆上 里面还有一个盼望人能够称赞一下。
If when I sacrifice to God and within me, I still want people to praise me.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当真的有人称赞的时候， 我们这个人就放松了。
And if men indeed praise you, then you realize within you, you become loose.
爱是不张狂的。
Love is not arrogant.
张狂也可以了。 那么你就看见这些都是从张狂里出来的。
You see that all this comes out of arrogance.
当人在那里放松的时候，你就发现这些淫词妄语就跑出来了。
When people become loose, all these filthiness and silly talk come forth.
这里说总要说感谢的话。
And here it says you would rather be giving of thanks.
那是神的恩典啊。
This is the grace of God.
无论我摆上多少，全是神的恩典。
No matter how much you sacrifice, this is all the grace of God.
是神的怜悯临到我身上。
It is the mercy of God that comes upon us. 是这个爱的生命在我里面，在那里来带领我。 It is the life of love that leads me.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说，在这里面给我们的这个开始顺服的学习是最基本的。
We see that here, this is the most basic lesson to learn the lesson of being subject to his authority.
我们在开始跟随主的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们要学习顺服这个功课，最基本的就是学习顺服里面这个生命。
So when we need to, when we start to learn to be subject to his authority, the most basic lesson is to be subject to the life.
只要我们是蒙恩得救的人，我们都有这个生命。
As long as we're saved by grace, we all have this life.
虽然我们对这个生命的认识还是很有限的。
Even though our knowledge of this life is limited.
但是这个生命带给我们里面那个感觉是很真实的。
However, the sense that is brought by this life is very real.
所以我们在追求在侍奉中间，我们就学习顺服这个生命的感觉。
As we pursue after him, as we serve him, we want to be subject to the sense of this life.
那今天我早晨我带着一道菜，我摆在那里。
Today I brought a dish and I put it there.
那么我的眼目是不是老看有没有吃我的菜呢？
Am I concerned if other people are taking food from my dish?
如果我带着菜一下子就给吃光了，那真的是很感谢主了。
If everybody just devour all my dish,
那么如果还有人说，哎呀，这个菜是谁做的？
And if people say, who made this dish?
我何等巴望人，这是我做的。
Then I would want to say, this, I made this dish.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现这一个摆上就不够香了。
Then you see this sacrifice does not have the fragrant aroma.
弟兄姊妹，这个学习是很实在的。
This learning is so practical.
这个学习非常非常的基本的。
This learning is fundamental.
不是那么高的。
It is not lofty.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都可以在这个生命的感觉上我们来学习的。
We can all learn from this sense of life.
既然我摆在主的手里，那是主让他分别为圣了。
Because I've sacrificed to the Lord has sanctified it.
如果今天没有人，这根本就没有人动我这个菜。
If nobody ever eats my dish,
那我就拿回去，我就跟主说，主，我下次我改进就好了吧。
And then I bring the dish back and say, I'll improve it next time, Lord.
要不然的话，我就下次我就绝对不再做菜了。
Otherwise, I will never make another dish.
怎么可以这样辛辛苦苦摆上，连一个筷子都不动啊？
How could I be so diligent in making this dish and nobody put any chopsticks on the dish?
弟兄姊妹，你就发现在这里面哈。我们要学习顺服的功课，头一个最基本的学习就顺服我们里面生命的感觉。
So the first lesson by which we learn to be subject to His authority is to learn to subject to the sense of this life.
而且这里边非常特别，他把这个淫乱、污秽、贪婪重复了两次。
And here, from verse 3 onwards, Paul repeated twice: immorality, impurity, and greed.
为什么
？Why？
因为这三件事情是直接和爱相抵触的。
Because all these three things go directly against love.
因为这个淫乱就说到这心里面不单纯。
Immorality speaks of an impure heart.
心里不单纯才有这些东西出来。
Because your heart is not pure, then you have impurity, immorality.
污秽就说到我们的良心里面是有亏欠的。
And when it talks about impurity here, it means that there is, you don't have a good conscience.
良心有亏欠，这些污秽东西才跑得出来。
If your conscience is falling short, then this impurity can come forth.
贪婪。
Greed.
他怕我们不懂。
Paul was afraid that we don't...
我的话非常好，他怕我们不是很明白什么叫贪婪。
Paul, as if Paul didn't think we would know what greed is.
他就特别解释了一下。
So Paul explained it.
这个贪婪就跟拜偶像一样啊。
So it says here in verse 5, a covetous man is an idolater.
就是我们信靠主以外的人事物了。
Therefore, we rely on outside of the Lord anything, event, or matter.
我们没有单单的来信靠主啊。
If we trust in the Lord and Him alone.
或者可能我们信靠钱财。
Maybe we trust in money.
有的我们信靠其他的任何的事物。
Or we trust in any other thing.
反正是在这个信靠神的事上有了掺杂。
And anytime you have mixture when you trust in the Lord.
你发现这三件事情都直接的和爱相抵触。
So you see that all these three things go directly against love.
因为在这个提摩太前书第一章那里就特别告诉我们说命令的总归就是爱。
Because in 1 Timothy it says that the summary of all commands is love.
这爱是从清洁的心、无愧的良心和无伪的信心里生出来的。
And it talks about this love is from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这三方面在我们属灵的追求上都是我们的初心造就。
You realize that all these three aspects speaks to our initial beginning steps in our pursuit of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天蒙恩得救了
，Brothers and sisters, today if we're saved by grace,
我们总是要看看我们的心里面有没有这些的东西，有没有这些掺杂。
We need to examine our hearts to see if with these mixtures and these things in our hearts.
我们总是要在主的面对付我们的良心。
We need to deal with our conscience before the Lord.
我们总要看看我们所信靠的到底是什么。
We also need to see what we truly trust in.
我们知道不知道我们所信的是谁
？Do we know who we trust in?
我们是不是真的单单的来信靠我们的神
？Do we trust in our God and Him alone?
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样学习操练的时候，你发现那个爱的生活就显明在我们的生活里面。
As we exercise in this manner, then the life of love is manifested in our midst.
所以，如果我们要学习顺服的话。
If we need to learn to be subject to His authority,
最基本的就是顺服这生命的感觉。
The most basic lesson is to be subject to the sense of life.
我觉得主的话实在是太好了。
The words of the Lord is indeed great.
他没有给我们太高的事情。
He did not give us lofty things.
他乃是回到这个生命的这个最基本的根基上。
He returns back to the fundamental part of life.
那么后面这个第六节到第十四节。
And then later on from verse 6 to verse 14.
这里面就告诉我们说要这个如果我们要学习顺服这个功课。
Here it tells us if we want to learn the lesson of being subject to authority.
第二件事我们要学的。
The second thing we need to pay attention to.
就是我们要学习顺服接受光的责备。
Which is to be subject to the reproof of light.
弟兄姊妹，没有人喜欢别人责备自己。
No one likes to be reproved.
一个都没有。
Not one.
我们都喜欢人称赞我们。
We all want people to praise us.
你不信，你试试看。
If you don't believe me, try yourself.
你有一个服事下来，有十个人说你今天真的是糟透了。
If you have a little service and 10 people come up to you that you behave you're horrible.
你下次还有胆量上去服事，那才怪呢。
You will not dare to serve next time.
我们都喜欢人称赞我们。
We all like people to praise us.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们是一个愿意在生命上有学习的人。
However, if we want to have some learning in this life.
我们愿意顺服生命给我们的感动。
We want to be subject to the moving of this life.
我们就看见圣灵要带我们进一步来学习接受光的责备。
Then the Holy Spirit will further lead us to be under the reproof of light.
这里给我们看见这个光啊，有两个来源。
Here we see that there's two sources of this light.
头一个来源是因着有一半的神的儿女，他们真的活在那个光的实际里面。
The first source of this light is coming from the children of God who truly live in the reality of this light.
从前都是黑暗。
It says here that formerly we were all darkness.
弟兄姊妹，不光是我们是黑暗的，而且我们本来就是性质就是黑暗的。
And not only are we in darkness, our nature itself is darkness.
我们和仇敌的性质是一样的。
We have the same nature
as the enemy. 但是现在我们在主里面是光。
However, now in the Lord we are light.
不仅我们是光明的，而且是光的那个性质，就是我们现在性质就是光。
Not only are we bright, but our very nature is light.
你发现人顺着这个生命的性质，最后就结出这个光的果子。
And if you follow this nature of this light, you will bear the fruit of this light.
就是一切的良善、公义和诚实。
Which consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
这就是把神的这一个美丽。显明出来。
This is to manifest the beauty of God.
弟兄姊妹，在教会生活里面，你发现有一般神的儿女，他们向着主是那样的，是那样的，那样的忠心。
You see that there's a group of brothers and sisters in God who are so faithful to God.
虽然人都有软弱
，even though men are have weaknesses，
但是他们是行走在光中的一般人。
However, they are the people who walk in light.
在他们的生命中，你可以看见那光的果子。
And in their lives, you can see the fruit of the light.
这些光的果子就成为我们那个一个光的来源。
So these fruit of light becomes for us a source of light for us.
我记得那个我在有一段的时间里面，那么那个时候我还很喜欢看电影。
I remember there was a period in my life where I loved to watch movies.
虽然一面主的爱实在是常常浇灌在我里面。
Even though the love of God constantly were pouring into my heart.
但是这个电影在我身上的权势是很厉害的。
However, the dominion of these movies on us was terrible.
所以当我来到聚会里的时候。
So as I came into the meetings.
当我在伯饼聚会中，我听弟兄姊妹祷告的时候。
As I heard the prayers of the brothers and sisters.
那个光就照在我的里面。
The light shone on me.
这里有一般弟兄姊妹，他们是那样的爱主。
Here, there's a group of brothers and sisters who love the Lord so much.
他们的心单单的爱他们的主。
And their hearts love the Lord alone.
而这里却有一个灰暗的圣徒。
However, there is a Christian who is in
darkness. 这里有一个人才是活在黑暗里的。
And there's someone who is living in darkness.
有许多暗昧可耻的事不敢提的。
And it is not disgraceful to even speak of the things which are done in secret.
弟兄姊妹，这些事你都不敢提的。
These are the things you don't even want to mention.
弟兄姊妹，提起来都是可耻的。
Because when you mention them, it's disgraceful.
看电影你还敢提？
Would you dare to?
还有很多事你都不敢提的。
There are many things you wouldn't even want to mention.
因为黑暗里的事你不好意思提的。
Because you're ashamed to mention things in darkness.
但是你这在聚会里面弟兄姊妹那样的热切的爱主的时候，你就被显明出来了。
However, in the meetings, when all the other brothers and sisters are loved toward God is so fervent, then your darkness is revealed.
这个光就成为里面的责备。
And that light becomes the reproof within you.
弟兄姊妹，这是这个光头一个来源。
So this is the first source of the light.
所以我们常常需要聚会啊。
So we need to constantly meet.
有的时候，你知道我们人有盲点的。
A lot of times we have blind spots.
虽然你说我都顺服生命的感觉了。
Even though we say we're submitted
to the spirit of God. 我都觉得我很爱主了。
I feel that I love the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要知道，我们每一个人都有一个盲点，至少有一个盲点了。
However, we know every single one of us at least have one blind spot.
我都觉得不知道有几个盲点了，我盲点太多了。
I have countless blind spots.
所以你知道有的这个年长的弟兄他们在他们的桌子上有个座右铭啊说我的生活需要责备啊。
So there are some brothers, they have this plaque on their desk that says, my life needs reproof.
弟兄姊妹这是活在光里的人啊。
Francis, these are people who live in light.
因为我们的生活中实在太多盲点了。
Because there are so many blind spots in our life.
虽然我们都不喜欢有人责备我们。
Even though we don't like people to reprove us.
但是认识主的人都说我的生活实在需要责备。
However, anyone who knows the Lord would truly say that I need reproof in my life.
那么这个是主借着弟兄姊妹的生命显出的这个光来责备我们。
So sometimes God, through light shown by brothers and sisters, would use that light to reprove us.
那么还有另外一个光的来源。
And there's another source of this light.
就真的有人来责备你。
That truly somebody come up to reprove you.
啊，有的人不知道祷告多久，真的好不容易鼓足勇气来提醒你一下。
And someone may have prayed for a long time and utter enough courage to remind you a little bit.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你知道在神的家中哈。那个，如果真的是有人在爱心里面这样来提醒你的时候
brothers and sisters, if someone really would remind you in this manner in love,
弟兄姊妹，这是光啊
brothers and sisters, this is light.
因为凡是能显明的，就是光啊
because what is visible is light.
你不要恨他
do not hate this.
你不要觉得这个人真讨厌呢。
Do not say that this is loathsome.
别人都说我很长进了，就他一个人在提醒我。
All the people say that I'm very mature. Only he makes these kinds of reminders.
哦，弟兄姊妹，多少时候，弟兄姊妹不知道祷告了多久才给你提一下了。
Actually, these brothers and sisters have prayed for a long, long time.
因为弟兄姊妹常常是在爱里面，在那里包容忍耐我们呢。
Because a lot of brothers and sisters have forbear us in love and patience.
弟兄姊妹，这一个接受责备的恩典，如果我们肯接受的话
，If we are willing to receive this grace to receive reproof,
弟兄姊妹，在我们生命中的祝福何等的大
！There will be such blessings in our life.
哦，弟兄姊妹，被责备的时候，没有一个人觉着是喜乐的。
When you're being reproved, not one person would be
joyful. 至少我们开始的时候是不会喜乐的。
At least initially, we would not be joyful.
因为我们这个人天生就是悖逆的嘛。
Because in our own nature, we are inobedient.
天生悖逆的人怎么会喜欢人家来责备呢
？If you're naturally a disobedient person, how would you like to have people reprove you?
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样在顺服的功课上继续有一点点的学习的时候。
However, if we have a little more learning in this matter of being subject to his authority, and we're willing to be subject to the reproof of this light, you see that there are several improvements and changes in our life.
这首先就告诉我们说，我们就看见那个黑暗无益的事，暗昧无益的事。
First, it will see that we will see these unfruitful deeds of darkness in verse 11.
真的看见自己是浪费时间呢。
You truly see that you're wasting time.
哎，我怎么可以这样的浪费主的恩典呢
？How can I waste the grace of God in this manner?
看见那些是实在是毫无益处啊。
These things are unfruitful.
弟兄姊妹，所有在黑暗里我们做的事情，没有一个是有益处的。
All these deeds of darkness are unfruitful.
那么后面我们就看见说，哎呀，真的是可耻啊。
And then later on, you see that it is disgraceful.
弟兄姊妹，羞耻感是我们的一个很大的一个保护啊。
Be shameful is actually a very big protection.
弟兄姊妹，有一天没有羞耻感是很可怕的一件事情。
If one day you lose the sense of being ashamed, then this is a horrible thing.
弟兄姊妹，接受光的责备，我们里面就一个感到，哎，真是可耻啊。
If you receive, you're subject to the reproof of light, then inside yourself, you feel that this is disgraceful.
这些是听起来都是可耻的。
These things, if you just mention, speak of them, they're disgraceful.
都把它埋在深海的里面。
By the precious blood of God, you want them to, God to bury all of these things in the deep sea.
幸亏有主的宝血呀。
Only thank God for His precious love.
幸亏是主说他要把我们这所有的罪孽都埋在深海的里面呢。
We thank God that He is willing to bury all our sins in the deep ocean.
弟兄子，要不然我们怎么能抬起头来呢？
Otherwise, how can we lift up our head?
那么后面就说醒悟过来。
Here later on in verse 14, it says, "Awake, sleeper."
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，在属灵上我们能够醒过来，这是何等的宝贵呢！
Brothers and sisters, if it's spiritually, we can awake, be awake. How great that is!
不要觉得那个责备的时候很难过。
Do not be sorrowful because you're being reproved.
哎呀，这个责备带进的祝福太大了。Because
there's great blessing that is brought forth by this.
最大的祝福就是基督要光照你了。Because
the greatest blessing is that Christ will shine on you.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有经历基督常常光照你的这样的经历呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this experience that Christ is constantly shining on you?
太宝贵了，是不是？
This is so precious, isn't it?
当你读圣经的时候。
As you read the Bible,
基督的光在那里照啊,
it's the light of Christ that is shining.
你就读的时候，这话怎么每一个字都在跳，都好像都在发光一样啊！
As you read the Bible, every single word is jumping out to you. It is like light shining on you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，虽然受责备的时候是何等的痛苦的一件事。
Even though it is painful to be reproved,
但是当我们肯顺服的时候，结出的果子是何等的甜美啊！
However, if you're willing to be subject to this reproof, the fruit that it bears is so sweet.
弟兄姊妹，我们要愿意，真的在顺服这件事上，我们有一点的学习。
We really want to learn a little bit more about this matter of being subject to his authority.
不仅我们学习顺服生命的感觉。
Not only do we need to be subject to the sense of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要学习顺服光的责备。
Brothers and sisters, we also need to learn to be subject to the reproof of the light.
哦，这个带给我们整个属灵生命的这个祝福，实在是我们真的是眼睛没有见过，耳朵没有听过，人心都没有想过的。
This blessing that will be brought forth if you're willing to submit is eyes cannot see, ears have not heard, and hearts have not fathomed.
很多时候我们说，我们读圣经的时候，怎么老是都是。 就是读不懂啊。
And sometimes when we read the Bible, it's like you just cannot understand.
你说在开始的时候，我记得那个时候，我这个弟兄姊妹说你要读圣经的时候，我就读着读着就睡着了。
When I started to read the Bible, and because brother and sister told me to, as I read and read, I fell asleep.
弟兄姊妹，那里面没有光照啊。
Because there's no enlightening within.
弟兄姊妹，当我们肯接受光的责备。
Brothers and sisters, however, once you're willing to be subject to the reproof of the light,
加在我们生命中的祝福太宝贝了。
Then God would add precious, precious blessings in your life.
15节到21节。
From verse 15 to 21,
这里说到活在智慧里面。
Here it talks about living in wisdom.
如果我们肯学习顺服生命的感觉。
If you're willing to be subject to the sense of life,
我们肯学习接受光的责备,
if we're willing to learn to be reproved by the light,
反正这里面就更进一步给我们看见说我们就受圣灵的管制。
Furthermore, you see that we will be under the control of the Holy Spirit.
有一句话，我老觉着为什么把这两件事摆在一起？
There's one phrase there that makes me wonder why these two things are put together.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。In
verse 18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
我说被圣灵充满怎么跟这个醉酒放在一起？
Why would you put being filled with the Holy Spirit along with drunkenness?
哦，被圣灵充满，那是一种好像给人感觉那是怎样的一种的光景呢？
It is such a good condition to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那哪是被这个酒充满那个所能比较的呢？
How can you compare that with when you're being filled with drunkenness?
但是有一件事情啊，可能有关系。
But there's one thing that may link the two together.
一个人被酒精充满的时候，他就失控了。
When you are filled with alcohol, you lose control.
他就被酒精控制了。
You are under the control of
alcohol. 你看他讲话，他就不正常了。
And then when your speech would be slurred.
那么他那个讲话就被酒精控制住了。
And your speech would be under the control of the alcohol.
被圣灵充满，我们这个人就被圣灵来掌管。
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are under the rule and reigning of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们身上有地位了。
Then the Holy Spirit has a position in our heart.
说话行事不再照着自己从前的喜好了。
We do not talk and walk in a manner as our previously wanted to.
主的灵在里面感动，你就在外面说。
Because the Holy Spirit moves you from within inside, then you speak it out loud.
主的灵在里面不让说，我们就不说。
If the Spirit of the Lord prohibits you from speaking, then you do not speak.
虽然可能我是一个非常爱讲话的一个人。
Even though I'm a very talkative person.
但是一个被圣灵充满的一个人，他再讲话，他顺服圣灵给他的管制。
But even though you are so talkative, you are filled with the Spirit, you will be under the control of the Spirit.
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我们要盼望在顺服这个功课上有点学习。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to learn about us being subject to His authority.
顺服圣灵的管制是非常非常重要的功课。
It is a very critical lesson to learn to be under the control of the Spirit.
那么说到顺服圣灵的管制，这里说到至少有两方面。
There are at least two aspects about being this under the control of the Holy Spirit.
头一个就是顺服圣灵在环境中给你安排的机会。
First, it is to be subject to the opportunities arranged by the Spirit in your life.
所以你要抓住机会。
So you need to seize upon the opportunities.
圣灵是照着神的旨意。在环境中给我们安排许多的机会。
The Spirit, according to the counsel of God, arranged all kinds of circumstances in our life.
不是什么机会你就去抓呀。
It is not to seize upon any opportunity.
赚钱的机会每个都不放过。
You are not just seizing upon the opportunity to make money.
弟兄姊妹，这里面说是要明白主的旨意如何。
Here it talks about to know the will of the Lord.
圣灵在环境中的管制乃是照着神的旨意给我们安排许多的机会。
The control of the Spirit is that He creates a lot of opportunities in our life.
姊妹，当我们遇到这些机会的时候，千万不要错过。
When we encounter these opportunities, do not miss.
特别是你觉着过不去的那些难处。
Particularly those difficulties that you think you cannot overcome.
弟兄姊妹，我有的时候这个年轻弟兄姊妹他们这跟我交通的时候，我真的觉着有些弟兄姊妹真的像智慧人呐。
Some younger brothers and sisters, when they fellowship with me, I really feel that they're like wise men.
他们真的抓住那个机会就学顺服啊。
They seize upon the opportunity to learn to be subject to His authority.
弟兄姊妹，智慧的人是抓住机会学习顺服啊。
Brothers and sisters, a wise man would seize upon all opportunities to learn to be subject to His authority.
有一个弟兄啊，他这个给这个教授做了许多年，好像他都不算多少年了，已经不数了，因为太多年了。
There's a brother who has worked so long for his professor, and he lost count of the years.
那么到了年底的时候，那天那个教授终于开口了，说：“你今年年底可以毕业了。”
And at the end of the year, the professor said, "By the end of the year, you could graduate."
但是到了十二月了，你知道十二月是什么意思？就是十二月了，他的论文老板还不看呢。
But in the month of December, his professor would not read his thesis.
那么在这个，你知道十二月。就其实就剩几天了，因为到后半了，就根本就没有了人了，根本那么就剩前面那几天，他还有很多的会，他还出去开会。
And in the month of December, we have all these holidays and vacations, and so it's just the first few days in December, and then this professor has many many meetings.
我们这弟兄真的抓住机会学习顺服。
However, our brother truly seized upon this opportunity to be subject to his authority.
所有的同事跟他说，你要天天的催他。
All his colleagues said, "You have to remind your professor every day."
从早到晚给他写 email.
From day to night, you need to send your professor emails.
让他信箱里都爆满。
To crowd up his email box.
他一打开信箱就全是你的 email.
So when he turn on his email box, it's full of your email.
你要不这样提醒他的话，你就别说今年年底，你明年年底也门都没有啊。
If you don't remind him in this manner, forget about the end of this year. Even the end of next year, you cannot graduate.
我们的弟兄，他在这些同学中间做了美好的见证。
Our brother has borne a beautiful testimony among all his colleagues.
他和弟兄姊妹交通，我们一起为他祷告。
He fellowshiped with brothers and sisters, and we all prayed for him.
他让他的妻子在神的面前为他祷告。
He also asked his wife to pray for him before the Lord.
那么他还继续的认认真真的做老板吩咐他做的事情。
And he continually to dutifully do everything his professor asked him to do.
都到了晚上十点了，老板还要让他在那帮忙。
One night, he worked till 10 p.m. and his professor still asked him to continue to do something.
看都还没有看。
As for his own thesis, the professor wouldn't even cast his eyes on.
那么老板那天带的东西太多了，所以就让他一起把东西搬到车上去。
One time, the professor had too much to carry, so he asked the brother to carry things to his car for him.
当他当然搬好了东西，就跟他说 good night, 就跟他握手，就跟他晚安。
After he has moved all this heavy stuff, they shook hands and said good night.
他握手的时候，他发现手上有血。
When he shook hands, he realized that he had blood in his hand.
因为他们搬得太急了，所以我们的这个弟兄他的手就被东西给划破了。
Because they were moving in such urgency that our brother's has cuts on his hand.
我们弟兄就说没关系。
However, our brother said, this is okay.
就说这个晚安，他们就走了。
And he said good night and they left.
第二天早晨。
The second morning.
他的论文就摆在了那一个他们的那个就是这个 president 叫什么。这个系主任的那个桌子上。
So that second morning, his thesis was on the table of the department head.
这个老板连夜把他的论文改好了。
Because the professor finished his thesis overnight.
他的所有的同事没有一个人敢相信，他可以十二月份拿到他的博士。
None of his classmates, not one, would believe that he would get his PhD in December.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个智慧的人。
Brothers and sisters, this is a wise man.
他抓住机会学习顺服。
He seized upon the opportunity and learned to be subject to his authority.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神何等爱我们。
Brothers and sisters, how God loves us.
你不要去讲理由。
Do not reason or argue.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们最会的就是讲理由。
Today we know so well to reason.
像这样的老板，我们讲一万个理由都是他不对啊。
We can say 10,000 things that this boss is bad. This professor is bad.
弟兄姊妹，我们要抓住机会学习顺服。
However, we need to seize upon the opportunity to learn the lesson to be subject to his authority.
那么不仅如此，而且圣灵在我们里面常常在那里做管制的工作。
In addition, the spirit within us would constantly do this work of controlling.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样学习顺服圣灵的管制的时候
，As we learn to be subject to the control of the Holy Spirit.
我们就看见基督是何等的丰富。
We will see how abundant Christ is.
基督对我们何等的宝贵。
And Christ becomes so precious.
宝贵到一个地步。
It is so precious to such an extent.
我们这里面充满了感谢，充满了赞美。
That our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praise.
这里面说你们要彼此对说，口唱心和赞美主。
Here it says in verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
这个不是说咱们就专门拿本诗歌本就这么唱一唱，弟兄姊妹，你唱一唱，唱你这嗓子就干了。
This is not referring to just pick up a hymn book and just sing, and because after a while your throat would be dry.
这是因着顺服圣灵的管制，他经历了基督。
Because you submit to the control of the Holy Spirit,
哦，
主耶稣基督
太宝贵了。
And the Christ is so precious to you.
主耶稣基督在凡事上供应他。
And Christ,
在每一件事上成为他的力量。
Christ supplies him in every of his needs.
成为他喜乐的泉源。
And Christ becomes his strength.
成为他盼望的泉源。
His hope and his strength of foundation.
所以你看他心里面是像一个泉源一样在那涌流出赞美来。
So from his heart, there's a spring rushing out.
而且他在每一件事上，在每一个时刻都感谢父神。
And in all things and at all times, he gives thanks to God.
因为在基督里的每一件事情都成为他的祝福。
Because in everything in Christ has become his blessing.
奉主耶稣基督的名，在凡事上感谢父神是什么意思
？What does it mean in verse 19 to give thanks for all things?
因为这一切他都是在基督里来经历的。
Because he experienced all these things,
他发现这一切是无论是好是坏。
So whether it's a good thing or a bad thing,
无论是白天还是黑夜，
whether it's a nighttime or a
daytime, 在基督里都成他的祝福。
In Christ, all have become his blessings.
所以他就一直在那感谢父神。
So therefore, you can't always giving thanks.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样的来顺学顺服功课的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as you learn the lesson of being subject to His authority in this manner,
我们慢慢就认识基督的权柄。
Gradually, you start to realize, understand the authority of Christ.
我们里面有个敬畏基督的心。
We have this fear of Christ.
不是在那里顺服，好像是那样的为难。
It is not no longer difficult to be able to subject to His authority.
因为在基督身体里面，他看见的是基督。
Because in the body of Christ, He sees Christ.
所以他有一个敬畏基督的心，就彼此的顺服。
And because he has this fear of Christ, he is willing to subject to one another.
他就站在自己该站的地位上。
And he stands at the rightful place where he's supposed to stand.
他就顺服基督在教会里面那个生命的次序。
He becomes subject to the order by which the life of Christ is ordained.
弟兄姊妹，神的家是有次序的。
Brothers and sisters, there's an order in the household of
God. 神的教会是有次序的。
The church of God has an order.
这个次序不是地位的。
This order is not depending on any position.
这个次序乃是基督在凡事上居首位。
This order is ordained because Christ has gained a headship in all things.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这里面你看见说，当我们这样来学习的时候，在神的家中产生出何等荣美的光景。
As we learn in this manner, we have such glorious, beautiful condition in the church of God.
我们因着敬畏基督的心，彼此学习顺服。
Because we, because of the fear of Christ, we become subject to one another.
让教会充满了属天的性质。
So that the church is filled with heavenliness.
让人来到这里，真的不光是受一点爱的感动而已。
So that when people come here, they're not just moved by the love a little bit.
人真的可以面伏于地说，神真的在你们中间呢。
Man can truly bow down and say, God is truly in your midst.
哦，弟兄姊妹，不要被人虚浮的话所欺哄。
Brothers and sisters, do not be deceived by empty talks.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个世界不敢责备任何的人。
Today's world dare not reprove anyone.
我不知道你有没有小朋友。
I don't know if you have children.
我们的小朋友在这个小学里面已经毕业了。
My children have graduated from elementary school.
这个我们的小朋友在小学里待了七年。
My child has stayed 7 years in elementary school.
那么每一年有两次老师跟家长的这个会面。
Every year there are two parent-teacher conferences.
14次。
So 14 parent-teacher conferences.
我都去了。
Every time I was there.
所以后来有人说你是傻瓜。
People say that you're foolish.
因为老师从来都是讲你孩子的优点。
Because the teacher would only mention the strong points of your children.
他不敢说一点你孩子的不好的地方。
The teachers dare not say anything bad about your child.
我都求他呀。
I entreat the teachers.
我说没关系，我是在教会里的。
It's okay, I'm from the church.
他说我不管你是谁，你的孩子真的很 perfect.
And the teacher says, well, I don't know who, I don't care who you are. Your child is totally perfect.
弟兄姊妹，我知道我孩子不 perfect.
I know my child is not perfect.
但是我的老师，他的老师说他就是 perfect.
But the teacher says she is perfect.
不要被虚浮的话所欺哄。
Do not be deceived by empty words.
这个世界把许多的犯罪，把许多的罪恶，换个名词就是了。
This world twists words and change words and you know to switch out sinful words.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要被虚浮的话所欺哄。
Brothers and sisters, do not be deceived by empty words.
我们学习顺服的功课。
We need to learn to be subject to His authority.
顺服生命的感觉。
We need to be subject to the sense of this life.
顺服光的责备。
We should be subject to the reproof by the light.
服在神大能的手下。
We should be subject to the mighty hands of God.
顺服圣灵在我们环境和里面的管制。
And follow the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit within us.
好让主的光常常这样来照亮我们。
So that the light of God, of Christ, will constantly shine on us.
让我们的行事为人真的与我们所蒙的恩相称。
So that we can walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which we have been called.
在神的家中显出彼此顺服荣耀的光景。
So that we can have this glorious and bright condition in the household of God.
我们祈祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
我们今天实在是一般蒙福的儿女。
We are such blessed children.
因为我们今天都成了蒙爱的儿女。
Because we are all beloved children.
你已经把你最宝贵的生命赐给了我们。
You have given your most precious life to us.
主啊，真愿这个生命里面的那一切的丰富，让我们都能够在时间里面来经历。
Let us experience in time all the abundance of this life.
让我们在地上行走的时候，好像光明的儿女。
So that when we walk in this earth, we are children of light.
显出光明的果子。
And we can manifest fruit of this light.
让你在我们身上得着荣耀。
So that you gain glory in us.
让你在你教会中得着荣耀。
So that you gain glory from your church.
我们愿意在你面前谦卑的来学这个顺服的功课。
We desire to humbly learn this lesson of being subject to your authority.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.